from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Will the Real Adar Please Stand Up? We know that during leap year, the Jewish calendar adds a whole extra year. Why a whole extra year? Because every year, they're only Shana, the gematria of Shana, 354, 355 days in the year, and therefore, every year we fall down 10 days behind the solar year, which is 366 days. So, if you fall 10 days behind, eventually you're going to fall a month behind, and then Pesach will not fall in the Chodesh Aviv, it will fall before the spring equinox, and that would be against the Torah. So we have to have a leap year every 3-4 years. The whole system, how it works. Now, when you have a leap year, so you have two Adars. So what's the real Adar? So you say, well, of course, it's the second one, because after all, Purim's in the second one. Not so. There's a whole discussion about it. Firstly, the Mishnah says, Ein Bein, there's nothing, no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar. Just Matanos of Yonim and Kriyas Megillah. We don't read the Megillah and we don't give to the poor. Otherwise, everything's the same. Well, that's one of the main things. It's a big difference. Actually, there are opinions in the Gemara that whatever you do in the second Adar, you do in the first Adar. There's nothing wrong with the first Adar. The Gemara explains that we know that Purim is supposed to be the same every year. The question is, how should it be the same? Should it always be next to Shvat? Or should it always be next to Nisan? Should it always be next to the month that Adar follows? Or always next to Pesach, which it precedes? So we follow the Pesach idea, that Purim is always the marker. Starting Purim, 30 days later, is Pesach. You got to start worrying about Pesach starting Purim. Now, so if there's not that much difference between the first Purim and the second Purim, except for reading the Megillah, then maybe we should celebrate on this first Purim. We have coming up soon is the 14th of Adar. If you live in Jerusalem, the 15th of Adar, Adar 1, maybe you should have a nice meal. So that doesn't do you any harm, right? Why not? Tosfos says, some people do that. But he says he doesn't think so. No, the only thing you can't do is you can't give eulogies and you can't have fast. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, says, no, you don't have to do anything. Just if you were going along, you thought it was a regular year, and then the rabbi said, no, let's make a leap year, then the first Adar should be significant. But in a general year, you could give a eulogy on the first Adar. There's nothing to it at all. However, the Orzarua, others say, no, it's not true. You have to, you cannot give eulogies, you cannot fast on the even in the first Adar on Purim, on the 14th of Adar number 1. The Ran says, the Ran, Rabbi Nissim, Sephardic rabbi, he says, I think Karav Adavar, I think you probably should make an extra meal on that day. Smag and the Tur, early authorities, they say, no, you just can't eulogize. But the Tur himself does mention an opinion that you should have extra meals. Many people quote him along those lines. The Beit Yosef, in his commentary on the Tur, the Yosef Karo, in his primer before he wrote the Code of Jewish Law, says the minhag, the custom in Spain, is not to have any special meals. But let's say it wasn't Purim. Let's say it was something else. Let's say a special miracle happened to you, particularly on the 3rd of Adar. So from then on, every year, you're going to make a big meal on the 3rd of Adar. It's the day you got out of prison in Iran or something like that. So when would you commemorate on a leap year? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the first Adar. It's in the first one. What about Zayin Adar, the Yurtzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu? They also say it's the first month, not the second. Now that might be because the proximity to Parshat Tetzaveh. Parshat Tetzaveh is the one Parsha where Moshe is missing, he's not there. And that's the day, that's the year that he died, so maybe that's when should be mentioned. What about in the realm of vows? Someone said, I vow to give you $30 by the 7th of Adar. But there were two Adars. Which one did he mean? So he says, most people, when they say Adar, they mean the first Adar. Because if they meant the second Adar, they would say the second Adar. What about Yurtzeit? Let's say, God forbid, someone lost a loved one on Adar 20. So then, when's the Yurtzeit? So do we follow the language of Neder, of vows, that it would be the first one? Or should we say, look, you know, or perhaps we could also argue, like the Gemara says, in Mavir Al Mitzvahs, you shouldn't pass over. You have an opportunity to do Yurtzeit on the first month. Why should you wait for the second month? The general custom most rabbis advise is to keep both Yurtzeits. If a person has a Yurtzeit on the 21st of Adar, this year it's two Yurtzeits. Kaddish, lighting the candle. If you fast, and you fast on both occasions. Now, one might, if you want to know which is the true Adar, you might say, well, real Adar has 29 days. It's an even month. Even months generally have 29 days. So which one has 29 days? So he says, well, the second one. So that sounds like that's the real Adar. And if you talk about, I'm going to give you $40 on the leap month is the first Adar. That is the leap. It's strangely enough, it's even though it comes first, that's the leap month, is the first month. And it has 30 days, not 29. Let's say someone said, I'm giving you $40 on Adar, and he didn't say which one. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's the first Adar. If you just say Adar, it's the first Adar. Rabbi Meir says, it's the second Adar. Most authorities say that Rabbi Yehuda wins out against Rabbi Meir in general. So the first Adar, if you didn't specify, Adar is the first Adar. Let's say you rented an apartment, you said, I'll rent you this until Adar. Well, there were two Adars. So the Mishnah says in Metzia, you should split. You have to split the rent for that month. The Aruch HaShulchan says, if we take the position that Adar is really the second Adar, then the first Adar is just like Shvat. It's just the month of Shvat. It's like a rerun of Shvat. Interesting. But finally, what should we do? So should we make a special meal? Should I have a little chayim maybe on one of my meals? When I have lunch, I have dinner on Purim. Of course, meals for Purim are during the day. So if I had lunch or an early supper on Purim, should I maybe have a glass of wine? Maybe I should have a nice piece of meat or something. What do you think? So the Shulchan Aruch ends the Aruch Chaim on this point. He says the pasuk in Mishlei in Proverbs, it says, Tov lev mishteh tamid. Look, to have a pleasant, drunken heart is always good. That's always a good thing. So it's always good to have an extra meal. There's no problem in doing that. So it's not like it's a big mitzvah or that you have to do it. If you did it, certainly a nice thing. Thanks for joining us here. Anshei Sefarad, Beth Elometz Congregation. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.